I saw the something was there.
That record was for almost 20 years.
I might Musa and Y remember 18 first for Candle Peelers.
And that was 1999. 2009, 2010.
Yeah, Faber.
Okay.
Because you get plenty of things going on here.
Yeah.
How do you feel being one of the.
29 now.
Being. Yeah, 29 now.
You're one of
mostly my pathetic.
But especially, how do you feel being one of the home base players? What's the feeling like rolling with these other guys in camp?
What does it mean to you?
Well, it's a honor, because a very big honor. Rolling with most of the big guys of the team. Mostly like people you always sit and watch every weekend. Mm. You know, I still have my schoolmate in the team. We play back, and once again, I'm with him playing. Just for the camping. It's an honor. I'm very happy.
Who is that?
Sanjay Ngalo.
Oh, great. Great. For you, home based players, is there any disparity in the team? Like, these ones are home based players, you know, they're not in our level and all that in the camp. Any
treatment for the home based lads? For me, first of all, I thought maybe such would occur because I have so many experience. You know, I've played outside. Mm. You know, I have so many experience, but they are not. They welcome everybody. They don't mind where you're from, the team you played, local or international. Like the first day when Mikel arrived, the coach called and said, this is the player that came from Canopy that scored. So wow. So, yes. And I was very happy, you know. It's a honor, it's a privilege. I'm very happy.
Right, we have seen videos of some players of the Super Eagles when they were welcomed in and the way they were inducted into the team. Was there anything like that?
Initiation.
Yeah. I did that when they make it arrive in the evening when we were trying to have our dinner. So they started the issue by we want to take our lunch, you know. Kelechi, Agbu, Wilfred started saying, "Yeah, you have something to settle in later in the evening." I said, "What is that?" I said, "Don't worry, you know. Already, I have such that on my mind, yeah. You know." I was trying to say, "Okay, all my mind now. Maybe we just have forgotten so that everything will just go." When the captain was around later in the evening after the dinner, they start hitting the table glass with the maybe cutlery. Start hitting, then on as we went to the coach. Collect permission, say, hey, they should go ahead. And as Jack came, draw my seat, hey, Mr. Junior, here we go. What type of music do I want to see? I don't have very good music. I listen to music, you know, I enjoy music, I dance music if I'm happy. You know, which music I want to see? The only music I can sing, you know, I can sing all the street music where I grew up in Ajegunle. That's music I'm used to every day. Morning up night they do play it, so I can sing like 10 in a row. So I now ask, can I sing street music? They say if you sing street music that they the root they will boo you. Oh. So what else? And I say okay, let me just try Nyanya, holy water. I got on top of the seat. I started. They say no. Title of the music, they take away my heart again. I say title of the music is not for me to just to come up and start singing. Now, Nabo was which I was saying, guy, easy. I believe you. I said, I don't believe it again. Because you know, he was getting to a stage now. You know, it was fun. I was very, very happy. You know, I just tried to sing one, they started booming, and I was happy. Now, they called Simi Wanko. He came up, started singing hip-hop music. he started singing hip-hop music. They were just laughing. He started booing. And I now said, Ajiboye, Avun's did his yours. Ajiboye said that he did his own on Chan. I said, this is not Chan. This is why. He said, okay. Now on stage now. Ajiboye just get there, start singing, Oshé, everybody just stood up and start going. So it was fun.
For a guy who just over a year ago was playing for First Bank, and then Kano Pillars got him halfway into the season. He scored about 7 goals, I think, in that second half. Next season now comes, first full season with Kano Pillars. He's done what he has done. What happened? How did it happen? And how did you transform that much in just a space of 1.5 years?
Well, first of all, I would say I give God the glory on that. I've been praying for such opportunity, such chance, you know. It has been a long way. The person sitting here is part of the story today, but many people won't understand. I remember I was playing in Lagos. AS Racing, I started amateur. He was the team manager of the team. Started play. After the amateur league ended, I was at home. You know, played. It was just kind of, it's a long story, but I just thank God. I played amateur. From there, played outside. I came back. Played for Bridge FC, former Julius Berger. After that, they have some issues with the board members. The club was kind of having some issues. I left them. I went to First Bank. First Bank, I was playing 2 seasons. Went to my 3 seasons there. I have issues before the beginning of the season in that First Bank. Just because of 1 or 2 issues. I was dropped because of, I don't know. After 2 days, they called me back. The day they called me back, that's the day my mom was coming back from travel. So I was the only person at home to pick her from the park. She was asking me, you at home, you didn't go for training. I just laughed. At the bus stop, I just laughed. I said, let's go get to my, just explain to her. After explaining to her, in the evening, I got a call from my teammates and from the one of the management of the team. They said, I should resume training next day. You know, just talked to her about it. She said, okay. I went back. That's where I started the season with it. With, I would just say, all this goes to hard work and determination and prayer, you know, that take me where I am today. So, right. Which I'm very happy.
Do you think about that record? About the all-time top scoring record? Do you think about it?
Yeah, you know, both in Europe, there's always a record. Ronaldo has been doing that. Messi has been doing that. So, I don't think about that. I was just thinking about me becoming a part of history in winning the MPFL League. Mm. You know, that's my main ambition of in Canopilas. You know, I want to be a partaker of 2017-2018. Canopilas 1 year. You know, I went to Canopilas office. I saw the list of people that won the trophy like about 4 times. So I was very happy. I said, I wish me too, I'll be part of this. So that's why I'm trying to do my best, so that we can come out victorious at the end of the league. So, but then the record is there. If God so kind, God says he's going to, so I know Sunday someone's going to break it. It might be me, might not be me. But if I'm be opportunity to do that, I'll be still very happy. But my main option, my main target is for me to win the MPFL.
Okay. Lokosa, the coach after the training this evening confirmed that you're going to start tomorrow. Yourself and Simi Wamko confirmed that you're going to start tomorrow the game against Congo Dia. Are you under any kind of pressure to perform against Congo Diallo tomorrow?
No, I'm not. It's just like playing my first match in Canopilas against Niger Tornadoes, you know. First of all, you just like seeing yourself. Here you go. So, I'm not under pressure. I've been training with them. So, I believe for me to be training with such a big players in the team is a plus. I might forget myself. I will have the call from the assistant captain Onazi and try to correct me by logo and air congress. We try to, you know, try to put me in the right position. So I believe I'm not under pressure. So if I'm going out of position, I know someone will come behind me, try to put me in the right position. So I'm very okay, I'm not under pressure. I just want to go there to do my best, like I always used to. Because I know many people are out there looking what is because they're going there to do. So I believe tomorrow I will come out smiling. Which I believe.
There are two sides to a coin. In one of the interviews granted by the head coach, General Troy, he made mention of the fact that you and 3 others, Kelechi Iheanacho, Odion Ighalo, Simeon Nwankwo, and you are competing for 2 slots. How will you feel if you don't eventually make it to the World Cup?
Well, like I said, it all started with the hard work. It's all about a dream come true. Well, getting to one stage to another. Started from the amateur.
Yeah.
From amateur, I moved to second division. From second division, I moved to the Premier League. Premier League, I moved to the national team. Yeah. National team that I didn't play, qualify, I didn't play anything. God just took me there. And because I know he started, he's going to end it. If he took me there, wow. So, you're not surprised, maybe I'll be kneeling down in Russia, shouting, praise God. Yeah, it's an opportunity, I'll be very, very happy.
Yeah.
It will be a history for me. It will be, my family will be very, very proud of me.
No, because tell us about Bulgaria.
It's not good for him to talk about Bulgaria.
Okay.
Trust me, it's not good for him to talk
about Bulgaria. It's because of so many that have been said in the media. That is why.
You know why? I have tried so much to talk to a lot of people about the Bulgarian experience.
Okay.
You see, for him now, it's something we're trying to erase from his mind. Because it's not a good experience for him. And a lot of people, at me personally, because of my involvement in NFF and board member and everything, I've actually been playing the Batman. Mm. You know, I talk from behind the scene.
Okay.
Because I can't be seen to be.
Yes, sure.
For integrity reasons. You understand? So that when it comes to anything, can happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's still your people. Almost everybody. I don't think there's any young journalist in Lagos that is not my friend or my brother. Mm-hmm. You understand? And I consult with them 24 hours. You know, if we try to make this Bulgarian experience just lie low, because there's so many things to it. Because even at that time, you know, he almost, in fact, the coach was like questioning him, like, why would you start, when are you coming to camp and all that? You know, just for us to help him.
Okay.
No, but it's fine. So, forget Bulgaria. Are there any other plans to, you know, are there plans to move to another club before the end of the season?
For now, I don't really know. But I believe maybe something will come up, maybe later. For now, I'm still with my team, Kano Pillars.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry. Thank you very much. All the best.
Appreciate you guys.
The name once again, sir.
Mojid Adegbindin.
Okay. Thank you.
Ekonio.